You've heard me talk about some teachers recommending medication for children who don't fit in what they call normal. Joining us today is Marine Angelotti, founder of DifferentMinds.com, whose newest book, also called Of Different Minds, is designed to help parents understand what is actually going on with their children who may be different.
Michael, thank you for having me on today. This book was intended for parents who actually get the diagnosis of ADD, ADHD, dyslexia for their children and really don't know which way to go. How do we go to educate them? How do we go to parent them? And what's the way that we can make this life better for this child as they grow?
What is your experience with these so-called problems?
Personally, I have suffered, and I won't say suffered. Personally, I have had it all my life and will have it continually into my later years. It's something that is hereditary, and unfortunately, I have passed that on to my children. And my children do share that. Not all four of my children, but three of my children share that learning difference. And it was one of the reasons I chose to go ahead and write this book, because I figured, you know what? I've embraced this, and I've embraced it with my children, and I have not looked at this as a negative, but as a positive. And my children have gone on to do great things, and I wanted to share this in a positive way instead of a negative way in which it's taken in the world today.
Well, what is your advice to parents who have been told that kids may actually have one of these so-called problems?
Greatest advice I can give to parents is not to freak out. Calm down. Take a deep breath. It's not the end of the world that your child has actually gotten a diagnosis or a label. Because when we get those diagnoses, a lot of times it reflects on us as parents, and we suddenly feel that we've done a bad job, that the world thinks about us in a bad way. You need to get over yourself. Guess what? It's not about you. It's about your child. And we find that pride is the main thing here, that parents want everyone in the world to see their kids as great and marvelous, when in fact they are great and marvelous, but they happen to learn differently. And that's the only diagnosis that you're actually getting in truth. Once again, parents have to educate themselves on what specific learning difference your child has. And many times what the parents find out that they need is to get remediation for that particular learning difference. Remediation is just the repetitions of the actual words and how to read over and over again in different variations in which they use all the senses, the sight, the sound, the taste, the smell. That child learns differently. But not every child learns perfectly in that environment. And sometimes, not always, the brain is not putting out enough serotonin levels or norepinephrine levels, and so that child finds it very hard to sit still. And what we perceive as hyperactivity is, in fact, the brain is simply going to sleep. And when that brain notices, I have to attend to that task, then that child is put into an overdrive mode to help keep that brain awake. So what happens is we have to find out the right levels of serotonin or dopamine levels, and sometimes if they're too low, we do need a medication to up those levels. That does not mean that learning difference is going to be cured with an actual medication. It simply means it might be a tool to help that child learn.
What do you think about the possible over-medication of our children in these circumstances?
Here's the greatest tool and the greatest information I can give your audience, and here we go. As a parent, we typically go to our pediatrician to get the medication that we need. The scenario looks something like this. A parent goes to the parent conference. The teacher says, your child is lazy. Your child isn't turning in their homework on time. I think you really need to get on this, and perhaps you should go to a doctor and see if they can give them some medication for attention for the classroom. So the parent then goes to the pediatrician. Now remember, your pediatricians have drug reps walking in and handing them those samples for that particular need. But remember that our typical pediatrician, the average pediatrician, may not have the whole understanding of what ADD, ADHD is, and so they prescribe whatever that drug rep brought in. But as a parent, we have to know and educate ourselves that if you choose to do a trial of meds, you must go through a pediatric psychiatrist or a pediatric neurologist who specialize only in this population. Then we know that we're going to get the proper dosage. And when you talk about proper dosage, you want to remember that the child will have no side effects. Or if they do, it's so mild that the particular doctor can give the right dosage tweaks to make sure that that child is getting just what they need and not over-medicate or under-medicate. We want to go to educational diagnostician to get your testing. A lot of people go through the public school system, and the public school systems are doing a very surface-level testing. They're not getting down to the nitty-gritty of it. They remember, they're only testing to see how much money that child's going to bring into the system. They're not really getting down and dirty and finding out what that particular learning difference is about. And what, and if you don't have all of the tools to know what's going on with that child, then parents think, oh, well, we're fine. And they go in from one year to the next thinking everything's going to be just great. And then when they get to high school, they hit a brick wall. And the parents will say, well, we don't have a learning difference. We had them tested years ago. But in fact, we need to test every 3 years to make sure that that learning difference has been making gains, or if we're falling behind, we need to redirect what we need to be doing. And so remembering that testing is imperative, that you get good quality testing and not just surface testing that we sometimes get in our public school settings.
Well, what do the parents need to do as these kids get older?
Again, our parents are the key, because our parents have to educate themselves once they get that diagnosis. And remember, this is a lifelong journey. You aren't going to get the particular perfect thing, perhaps, when they're in the grammar school year. So as their bodies change and they grow, they will have different things that will pop up in their learning differences that might not have shown when they were in their younger years. So once again, remember, we have to look at the whole picture and find out, do they have that proper remediation that they need? And if they don't, make sure that that's part of their educational plan, whether that's in a private school setting or whether it is in your public school setting, and bringing in certified academic language therapists to help them. And then remember, organizational skills are the other big pitfall for your junior high area students as well as your high school students. So those organizational skills are key. And if you need to bring somebody into the home to help you with those organizational skills, do so. These individuals are out there, and we need to take advantage of them.
What idea do you hope people will get from your book?
The one idea that I want you to know as parents, that one, you're not alone, and this book is a readable book. It's not so clinical that it's going to turn you off, but it's going to give you the keys that you're going to need today to implement to make your child's life better tomorrow. And remember, do not overreact. Be calm and educate yourself about about the journey that you're going to be taking as a family, and take it and run with it.
Thanks, Maureen. There are many different things going on here. Doing the research certainly is critical in making the right choices. It's the Savage Nation. With God's will and your listenership, I shall return.
Savage. Michael Savage. Afternoons 3 to 7 on Talk 910 KNEW and online at 910KNEW.com.